每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
9月13日，耶稣在哪里？不但如此，我也将万物当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。腓立比书三章八节。耶稣在哪里？无数学生在研究耶稣，不能确定基督和他的福音是否真的重要，与这个时代是否相关。C.S. 路易斯是牛津大学和后来剑桥大学的中世纪和文艺复兴文学的教授，也做了同样的研究。他用毕生的时间来探索数世纪以来伟大的文学。在他著名的自传《意外的惊喜》中，讲述了自己从无神论到基督教信仰的探索之旅。他的转折点在于，他认识到像奥古斯丁、布莱斯·帕斯卡、乔治·麦克唐纳等人所写的具有最深刻意义和最丰富内容的著作，是基于对上帝的一种最深的个人信仰。让我们一起祷告。主耶稣，我不渴望其他什么，只想与你亲密同行。哦，我的救赎主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
September 13th. Where is Jesus Christ? Everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:8.Where is Jesus Christ? Innumerable students are studying him and deciding whether or not Christ and the gospel really matter, whether he is relevant in this modern age. C.S. Lewis, a professor of medieval and Renaissance literature at Oxford and later at Cambridge, had to do the same thing. He spent his life exploring the great literature of centuries. In his remarkable autobiography, Surprised by Joy, he tells of his pilgrimage from atheism to Christianity. His turning point came with the realization that the writing with the deepest meaning and greatest content was based on a deep, personal faith in God, by men like Augustine, Blaise Pascal, and George MacDonald.Let's pray. There is nothing more I desire, Lord Jesus, than to walk closely with you, my Savior and Lord. In your name, Amen.